Chavav Amid Aleph. Midi Nehavi Amavir Chafis Rishas Arabim. Yoisim Adal Amos, more than four Amos. Chalkama Galom Manachle, and so long as you do not put it down, Potter, you are exempt. Bechli Anche, and when you put it down, you're Chayef. You become obligated in Chayef. Vavagad the Ifsiki Lucha Beni Abeni, even though you had the walking separating in between. Midchilas Dalad Lusov Dalad, Amos Mitzutsamas, and exactly four Amos. Lukuli Amon Bokum Chiev, Imyut Luhu. Chutz l'dalet, if you would take it out of four, v'nichu kan, and put it down over here, shar hevi l'dalet shleimus, because you took them for shleimus. So if the person had actually taken it in this particular spot more than four amos, even though the person we're talking about didn't, if someone else did, he would be chayv. Atzi the rishis rabbim, rishis ayachad, rishis rabbim, from in the spot in between the private and public domains, kagoyin chutzir shenifrats rishis rabbim, a courtyard which the wall fell down between it and the public domain, the Havi Mokum HaMechitza Tzidir Rishas HaRabim, the place of the wall, is considered the Tzidir Rishas HaRabim. Pligibar Bielezer Rabbanim Be'erevin, the Perikol Gaglis, and Zechaz Erevin, we have a Machlekes, the Ami Rabbanim, the Rabbanim say the Lav Rishas HaRabim Dabu, it's not considered like the Rishas HaRabim, the public domain, the Filo Hachi, and even so, Ki Apling Rishas HaYachal, Rishas HaRabim, Derek Shom, if you take out from the private domain, the Rishas HaYachal to the Rishas HaRabim, the public domain, through that hole, you Chayiv, you would be Chayiv. Hechad alecha chifufi kagoyin hahid erin, like that case in Erevin. Hechad ike chifufi. Noyatsim, you say this katanas of neha koisel. If you would stick in these small pegs in front of the wall, sheichufu shema golos for karnos, that therefore the wagons will scrape against those pegs. Below yechufu bekoisel, and not scrape against the wall, viapiluhu, and knock it down. Mishamaslay the Havi Rishas HaRabim that is considered Rishas HaRabim, Afil Hachin Yimitz Oki Mapak Rishas HaRabim, Derech Shem, if you take out to the Rishas HaRabim through there, Chayev Yerchayev, Vizorek, Mechanus Lepaltia, from the store to the market, Derech Steel, through or over the steel, the Chayev that you would be Chayev, the Halo Noch, but Carmelis, Midi, because I never rested in the Carmelis. Machanus Vamoitzi Potter, the Mahalach. The Mahalach Ka'omid, because someone walking is like as if he's standing, v'hanach and the gufal, the Carmelis, and therefore it's considered as if his body rested in the Carmelis. Dalad Rishudos Kulam Mefarishle, all be explained. Geder Koisel, so Walshu Gavay Yud is just 10 Tvachim high, V'rachav Dalad, and 4 Tvachim wide. Haber Shesayach is considered a private domain. Sartia, Mesila, Shaholchimbo, Me'ir La'ir. It is the path, the road, that we would call an intercity highway. Paltia Rechava Shel Eir, it is the main market square, Shesham Eskaps, and where they gather together for business. Umuvois Shel Eir, the alleyways of the city, Merchavim Yudvav Amo, which are 16 Amos wide. Hamufaloshim Mishnei Rashehen, the Paltia there, both sides of the, at both heads, the ends of the alleyway there, open up into the Paltia, the market. On the Shkaris, below Hasra, if there was no warning, Viniskal, the Hasra, if there was a warning by witnesses. Because Sadas Harbe, as many fields together. Kampanya Balaz, that is his name in Laz. Istavonis, Shilfnea Chanoyus, which is in front of the stores, Shayshan Shom Sechon, where the businessmen will sit. Vakarmelis, Lakame, Parachin, later we will ask, Otu Kolhani Yam, Ubika Lav, Hainu Karmelis, all these things like the sea and the valley are not Karmelis. The Katani Tana La'el that the Tana had mentioned before. Einan Lo Kershis Ayachim, Mishum the Dami Lo Shis Arabim, it's because it's comparable to the public domain. The Ein Lehem Mechitzas, because it has no wall. Lo Kershis Arabim, the Ein Adoim Lo Digli Midbar, it's not comparable to the Kali Yisrael's camp in the Midbar. The Lav Lehiluch the Rabbim Avidi, because it's not meant for people to walk there. Ein neisim v'neisim b'sechon klamer. This means to say, ein metaltel behen. You don't move the in them el b'sech dal only within four amos. Mishom the doimel rishis ram because it's comparable to rishis ram. Megozer behen rabbanan. Rabbanan made a gezer in them. Alter rishis ram. They shouldn't come to confuse rishis ram. V'hoitzi v'hechnis poter. V'zuhi karmelis ha'amur l'maylo. And this is the karmelis which is mentioned earlier. Chotzer shal rabim shepois shepsuchim lechotzer b'altim rabim. The opening into the courtyard is many houses. V'chotzer psuchim rishis rabim and the chotzer. The courtyard is opens up into the public domain. The people from the houses will go out to the Rishas HaRabim through the courtyard. One edge head is sealed, and the courtyard is opened up into it. And the people from the courtyards will go through the alleyway into the Rishas HaRabim. Irvo, all of the houses in the Chatzar made an erev together with bread, and so too with regard to the alleyway. If all of the courtyards which open into the alleyway made an erev together, they can take in and out from the houses to the courtyard, and so too from the courtyards to the mavoi, the alleyway. Lo irvo, then isur. Mifnei shehabayis miuchedes lebalahel. A house is meant specifically for its owners. The chaser rishos lekulan, and the courtyard is open to all the people, all of the houses there in the courtyard. V'nimsam moitzim rishos rishos. You're taking out from one domain to another. And afabisha shtem rishos yochid. Even though both of them are a private domain, lasa siyug l'tera. In order to make a fence for the Torah, lahachik shelo yoitzim rishos yochid rishos rabim. They made a gezerah that in order to distance people, that they should not come to take out from a private domain to a public domain. V'achmos zolam. You see, this is not coming, having anything to do with the difference between the four different domains. The Bein Irvu, Bein Lo Irvu, Rosh HaSeyachet, he goes, whether or not you did an Erev, it's still a private domain. And if you take out from it to the public domain, you would end up being Chayef. Adam Oimei Ala Skupa Neitel Ma'ani Ha'omei Bechutz V'Neisim Loi, is that Makom Petur, and that's the Makom Petur, Shehuzkar Lamayla was mentioned earlier, She'enu Chashu Rishos Atzim was not considered its own domain, the fish in the Rach of Dalam, because it does not have four Tvachim width. The Mefarash of the Chaimeis will be explained later, Ubatal Eitz Rosh HaSeyachid, and is now Batal to the public, the private domain, the Eitz Rosh HaSerabim, and so too with regard to the public domain. Levad Shelo Yitl, the Mizalsal B'Sir Shabbos L'Chadchila, you're being, making light of the Sir Shabbos, the Chadchila Ligram Hotza, to cause taking out Rosh HaSeyachid from the private domain, Rosh HaSerabim, the Gzera, and there's Gzera, Dumo Asi Akule, maybe you'll come to be more Makel, Afuke Lehedim, Rosh HaSeyachid, Rosh HaSerabim, and you will take out from the private domain to the public domain. Rashi seems to be saying two pshatim, one Gzera that you might come to do the Isser, and one that there's an Exilzal in the Shabbos as well. Meshemesh Shle Rosh HaYoyis, Pamim Shehi Meshemesh B'Teres Rosh HaSeyachid, sometimes it has the status of a private domain, Pamim Kishos HaRabim, sometimes like a public domain, L'Kaimim B'Farishla, B'Shilikul HaShmaitz, at the end of the whole sugya, we will explain this. Harizu Rishus La'atzma, Afapishahi Rishus HaYachid, even though it's a private domain, can I mean, as we said earlier, B'Gedr Gavoy Yud V'Rochav Dalid, that if you have a fence which is 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide, Havi Rishus, B'Fnei Atzma is his own domain, V'Emotzim and Habayis HaSoch, and you cannot take out from the house to it. Well, time in the first time, and later we'll explain the reasoning. B'shnei tzidei rishus rabim, zu k'neged zu, one opposite the other. Vav, omed, beis. Lechem ikan, lechem ikan, b'shnei peyos shel echad min habatim, on the two corners of one of the houses, leheker, to make ba'amah, just to make some sort of heker between them. The kasar of Yehuda, because Yehuda holds, beis mechitzas, have a rishus yachem b'dir aisa, the two walls already create a private domain from the Torah in the midrash, and anything else is only midrash. The pa'ikashte mechitzos ma'alis. You have two good walls, mechitzos shel beis bottom, the mechitza of both of the two houses on either side. Mal the same, keep the rabbana later of Yehuda bebrayse and the brayse of army ema arbin rishus rabbin bekach. You cannot make an erev in the public domain this way. Is in lahavi rishus hayochid to make it considered a private domain. Hanimi l'taltal. That's in order to carry there. Shehim mutu l'taltal b'soicha, that you should be permitted to carry in it. Kedekatani, as they said, ema arbin rishus rabbin bekach. You do not make an erev in the public domain like this. The gosav mishum the domi rishus rabbin, because there's a gazera that is, because it looks like the public domain. Aval lizrog shazerg mishus that you're throwing from the public domain into this area, they would agree to Rabbi Huda that you are chayev. Why? Because it has two mechitzas midiraisa, and it has the name. It's called, considered a private domain. Kamash malon gemura. The word gemura. That's not true. Kolam rezuhi shenigmaru minyan mechitzas shela. This is which one which has finished its walls, sheish lo mechitzas mekol tzad, it has walls from each side, kegoin choritz, like a ditch, v'chein gener so to a fence, tarmin the medalit stodin, good osik, p'neha mechitza al roshay, because they will say from the on top of the fence, the walls of the four sides of the walls will follow the halacha moshe mesinei rule of good osik, that the sides of the wall are shooting up to make as if there are walls here. Benimsa, Roisha Mukov Medalit Sodin, that the top of the wall is really halachically walled in on the four sides, but Halal Dalit, and the cavity behind these halachic walls is four Tvachim wide. Aval Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Nigmar Mechitza, Shul, it hasn't finished the walls, Leminyanan, to the amount that you need, Velav Rishas Yachid, Hikal, and it's not considered Rishas Yachid at all. Rashi seems to say clearly that the Mirishas Yachid needs four walls and not Midirais and not three. Mafsa Kassel, the Pasi Birois, the Perik Beis, the Erevin. The second Perik of Erevin, they have these Pasi Birois, these L-shaped partial walls around the pit, the water pit. The Kilo Chachamim Shem Oli Regalim, the Bar Rebershis around. The Chachamim had a cool of leniency for the people going up to Alila Regal, when you have a water pit in the middle of Rishis Rabbim, but Bar Asim Rishis Yochid, and the pit itself is inside the pit is a Rishis private domain. She Amuku Yud Rechav Adalad because it's 10 Tvachim deep and 4 wide. When Malam Asaychim, when Yechas Fas, the person fills up water in there and it puts it on the edge of the pit, the Chayiv will be liable for Chil Shabbos. Vekilu Chachamim, Lasas Dal Pasin, and Chachamim made a kulot in order to do these four L-shaped things. It would name Yud Amos, and in between them would be 10 Amos, that be Chalolo Rishis Yochid, that the cavity around these, within these walls, is considered a private domain. The malus from the bar in order to be able to fill up from the bar. But come Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the actual path of the public domain passes through these pasi berosis, you have to move the road from between them. Why? Because the public walking through these pasi beros will invalidate the walls. Ramin and the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, and over there in Erevin, we ask the contradiction. Rabbi Yehuda, the Liel from Yehuda earlier, the Amar Noisei ben Noisei ben Emsa, that you can make these two, either these two kairas or these two lechis, and when you have houses on either side, and you can carry in between your two houses. The Laosi Rabbim Vat Lemechitzas, and you don't say over there that the public walking through in between the two houses will invalidate the walls. The Rabbanan, we also ask the contradiction, the Shittas of the Rabbanan over there, Mishanin La, and the Gemara there gives an answer. And that is what it said. Zuhi Rishis Rabbim. This is the public domain. Avol Hiluch the Rabbim Lebein Pasim. But that which the public walks in between these Pasim, Lo Haver Rishis Rabbim, is not considered a public domain. Hold the Ikeshem Dal Mechitzah, since there is four walls there. Or my Gemuru Hachal Lekel Lememar. Here you cannot say Mal the same Kidul Yelv that you might have thought. Like we said earlier, the Ikras Yosem Mishum Latal Tov Seicha, because the main reason why you made the walls was in order to carry in between them. The Ka'ami Rabbanan and the Rabbanan said, Einot Tzarech, you don't need the Rishus HaYochid, because it's a private domain. I feel a little doubtful, even with regard to carrying and moving things. Kol Shekin, that Zarek L'Sechel, and Rishus HaRabbim Chayiv, and certainly one who would throw from a public domain into between these walls would be Chayiv, these Patsy Biros walls. Bezman Shehoyu Yisrael B'midbar, Cheshib Rishus HaRabbim was considered Rishus HaRabbim. Bezman Zeh, Einu Mokom Hiluch HaRabbim, it is not the place where public walks. The Hoche Midbar is Lo Shechi, because people walking around in the desert is not common, and this Gemara indeed is the proof that those who say you need 600,000 people to make Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, they use it from this Gemara. Chi chayav chatas, pshitot, kevin de tana chad de Rosh Hashanah Yochid, de chad de Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, nisni stoma. Since the tana chad said it's a private domain, and chad is a public, and the other one is a public domain, nisni stoma, just say stam, the im hoitzi vichnes chayav, if you take in and out, you're chayav, ani yedan, and I know, the shkid gosu chatas, it comes that, of course, if you did it b'shogeg and negligence, unintentionally, then it is a chatas. The Shabbos is done with karis. So, because Shabbos, if you do it b'meza without witnesses, you get karis. Ha'nami b'shita de b'hasar skila, that you, if you have worn on Shabbos, you get stoned b'mekoshesh from the mekoshesh in the midbar. Megila sturm shehistiru, they hid it mipnei shalonit nolikasev, because they were not allowed to write it. Shashem and divrei yachid chadashim, when they would hear a statement from an individual tano that was new to them, she ain't initially the base medrash, that would have not been told over in the base medrash, for Christ on the Sunday, they would write it, shalishtachachu, they shouldn't forget it, mastirin is a megillah, they would hide the paper afterwards, and this is Rabbi Chiya, even after the ksivas HaMishnah, there still was restrictions on writing down Torah Shabbat Peh. Eino chayiv ela achas hash, the mashma, now we think, it implies, that im asam behalam echad, if you do it, when one forgetting, shalom noida, loy ben kol achas achas, you do not know in between doing each of the malachos, shechatet you sinned, einu chayv ala achas, you only chayv one, they call chil Shabbos, guf echad shal aver, he that all chil Shabbos is considered, literally one body of an aver, means considered one aver. In yon olamali, listening of us malachos, you say, this is the malachos, azareya, the charishit, v'chulu, planting, plowing, etc. Lomi leshmina, minyana, why do you have to tell me what the total number is, hamandi lehuva, also I can just count what's listed, and I'll figure it out. Chayav al kol achas achas ubolahu dianus skum hachata ois she'odom chayav visur Shabbos behalom echad. It's coming to teach us to let us know the total amount of chatos that a person could be chayav with regard to violating Shabbos when one forgetting. Vashemina mem chaser achas saying that it's 40 minus 1. Vesulo in no more. Shafilo also told us saying, even if you do the toldo of the av, together ain't no mave al tolda. You don't bring because a chatzis because of the tolda. Hecha da asa imavi if you did the av as well. The why the havelik oisim b'chayzer. But oisim as if you did it and did it again. The kule chada aver he is all one aver. Ain't no chayv al achas mehen achas yesh behen she ain't no chayv al aham misa. There's one of them which you're not chayv misa for below pirish. And then explain Ezehi, which one is Ashmi. In the time of the Masnis, in the time of our mission is teaching us, the Gefani Niskal, that you get stoned, the Ha Hotzava Hachnasa, that taking in and out the Moch of Hotzah, Mehanech Delo Masafkinhi, is one of those which you do not have any doubt about, that is part of the one of the ones that you are Chayiv Misa on. Dal Zulol Nem Omar, Isi Ben Yehuda, this Isi Ben Yehuda did not make his statement. There's no seeds planted. It's not a place where people walk. People don't go off the road to walk in the field. And if it's a suffix tumma there, you'll become tahar. It's not a place to hide there. Because there are people who do go there. The suffix tumma of the tamay masay to garmina law. The suffix tumma that becomes tamay, we learn out from sota. But hasam stirik siv, it says they were hidden. Nistira, the hinitma'a, as it says in the pasuk. They went into a seclusion and she did the avera. The makam stira tamehi, the makam which is hidden, they become tamay. Tamehi labaila, she becomes usir to her husband. The suffix, because they don't know if she did the avera or not. We cannot have done the sheretz. From here you learn. To his sheretz, we most like a shamim. Shehi zeruah that is planted in adam nichnaslo. People do not go into it. The olam karmelus havi v'azerk v'shesarabim lo seicha in the chayiv. The one who throws from the public domain into it will not be chayiv.